do. When we are praising, He loves it. He loves us when we praise. When we worship, He loves it when we are worshiping Him. When we're singing to Him, when we're praying, everything that we do, He just loves it. He loves it. He loves it so much that He just wants to just be right here with us. And He is right here with us. He is. He's just here. Just here. He loves spending time with us. He just loves us. I mean, I don't know any other way of saying He loves us. He loves the heck out of us. So, Father, we do thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your never-ending love. Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You for Your grace and Your mercies that's new and fresh every single morning. Father, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your presence that is here with us right now. And God, as we go into this message, I just pray that You open our hearts, our minds to receive. Father, I ask that You bring fresh, new revelation down. Father, I just ask that You touch our hearts in a way that we will never forget. Father, even though we may not even fully comprehend it, just touch us in a way that we will never forget, that we could say on this day, February 13th, 2019, God encountered me with His love. And it completely changed me for the rest of my life. God, I ask for that encounter tonight, for every single person in this room. Father, just touch our hearts. Awaken our spirits to You, Jesus, to Your love. In Jesus' name. JJ, if you can close out the pro presenter for me. All right. Here we go. Realms, you're good. Sorry. Y'all give a hand clap for Chris. He is amazing. Chris is amazing. The whole worship team is just amazing. You are doing what? I don't know. Are you bleeding? Am I recording right now? Oh, okay. You're recording. All right, so Realms of Love. We're still in this series of Realms of Love, and we will be to the end of the month. Oh, there was actually one thing that I forgot to announce that was not up there because I totally dropped the ball and forgot. On March 20th, we have special guests coming, Todd and Colton Burpo. They will be coming. It's going to be a church-wide thing. And it's, have any of you ever heard of the book or the movie Heaven is for Real? The guy who the book and the movie is about will be here. And he will be explaining his experience in heaven. And it is going to be amazing. I've seen the movie. And it is just, it will rock your socks off. So March 20th, it's a Wednesday night. The week before, we'll watch the movie. So be here for that. But that's in March, and I'll talk about it and announce it even more coming to that point. Hallelujah. Realms of Love. Again, we started this series last week on Realms of Love. And last week, we defined what love was and what is love. What? It's a verb. It's an action. There, how many weren't here last week? There's a few of you who weren't here last week. So I'm going to just go over a quick little thing from last week. So last week, again, we talked about what is love. And at the end, we went through 1 Corinthians 13, and we read through that, and we just looked at the characteristics of love. Love is kind, love is patient, love is, I can't exactly remember all of that. Right now, I don't have it up. I wish I did. But we went through all that to define what love was. And in the end, we realize and we have the picture that God is love. Say that with me. God is love. Say that again. God is love. One more time. God is love. One more time. God is
love.
Awesome. And I told you that we were going to be hitting on a group of scriptures throughout this month. And those scriptures are in Matthew 22. And the scripture said, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Today, we're going to focus on the first one, verse 37. Love God. Somebody say that. Love God.
Love God.
Love God. Matthew 22, 37 says, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Yeah?
Yeah.
So, love in action. I'm sorry, give me a second because my slides are doing some weird stuff again. I'm going to try this again. Love in action. Cool. So, there are so many things that God has done for us to show how much He loves. Let's go back a little bit. We're good. All right, so one of the biggest things that I love about God is that He doesn't expect us to do something that He Himself hasn't already done. Do we get that? That He won't expect us to do something that He Himself hasn't already done. So, with that being said, I want to talk a little bit more about love in action. Remember, we talked about that a little bit last week. That love is an action because it's a verb, and verb is action. I wore the shirt. Love is a verb. Remember that for those who were here? If you weren't here, you missed it, but you can go back and listen to it on the web because it's on there. Love in action. So there are so many things that God has done for us to show us how much He loves. For example, He gives us life. How many of you are living right now? How many of you are breathing right now? How many of you got eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts that are beating, limbs, hands, fingers, all that stuff? I didn't hear what you said. Enough. There's actually some people who do have lobes. You didn't tell her that she had a big head and little arms, did you? Wow. All right, so He allows us to wake up every morning and live the best life that we know how. YOLO. Right? YOLO, what? She said a Rolo. She likes the Rolos. Those are caramel candy things. I thought so. But we have the opportunity. God gives us the opportunity to wake up every single morning and live our life the best that we can for His glory, for His honor. Hallelujah. And so He provides for us. He makes sure that we have all that we need. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and His glory by Christ Jesus." So He provides for us because He loves us. But through all that, one of the biggest ways that God showed His love was by giving. I'm about to quote a scripture that I already quoted. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Say, everlasting life.
Everlasting.
Let's read that together because I love this verse. It is one of my favorite verses out of the whole Bible. Let's read that together. Ready, set, go. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting
life."
Say life. Life. We speak life. Father, we thank You that You've given Your Son so that we may have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. So God showed his love to us by giving. By giving. He gave his only son for us. And even from then to now and forevermore, it says that his son, Jesus, intercedes, which means prays for us daily because he loves us. It's all from a place of love. So to go even further, I want to read a good section of Romans 8 because it sheds a bit of light on this. Starting with verse 31, it says, so what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us? I think it was so awesome that they sung Lion and the Lamb. Because who can stop the Lord Almighty? There is nothing that can stand against him. Nothing that can stand against him. For God has proved his love by giving. Say giving. Say he gave us his greatest treasure, the gift of his son. Thank you, Jesus. And since God freely offered him up as a sacrifice for us all, he certainly, it says he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. God provides according to his riches and glory. So he gives and he will not withhold, come on somebody, any good thing from us. And let me tell you what is good. His love is good. His love is good. Oh, let me tell you. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited in this place. Verse 33. Who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love because he's chosen you in love? Y'all catch that? He has chosen you in love. So who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love to be his? God himself is the judge who has issued his final verdict over them, not guilty. So first he chose us in love, and then he says that you are not guilty because of his love, because of his blood, because of what he did on the... Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 34, I love this. Who then is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the anointed one, for he gave his life. Say, he gave his life for us. And even more than that, he has conquered death and is now risen, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand. Catch this part. So how could he possibly condemn us since he is continually praying for our triumph? Did y'all catch that? He is continually praying for our triumph. The work that Jesus did on the cross is so that we can live in victory. The thing that he did when he rose from the dead is for his love, from his love, is for our victory. And now he sits at the right hand of God, the Father, interceding for us, praying for us daily so that we can overcome, so that we can overcome every obstacle the enemy puts in our way, so that we can triumph and be victorious. Come on, somebody. I hope you're feeling it because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm ready to run. Let me go back. So as we see here, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit gives all that they are to us. He loves us with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind, with all his strength, and with all of his body. Jesus gave his body because he loved. He gave his prayers, devotion, time, and so much more. And he will not, I'm looking at my notes and I got typos and everything everywhere. That's why I'm like, what am I saying? So, and they did it all for love. He did it all in love. Jesus showed his love in an action. He showed his love by giving everything. Not just one little thing, not just two, but everything that he has given to us. Why? Because he loves. And let me tell you something. God is love. Say that. God is love. So With that being said, how do we love God in action? Before we go on, do y'all have any inputs that y'all want to share about anything? I'm good. Okay, I'm good. Any testimonies that y'all want to share? Any? All right, they say carry on. All right, so with how do we love God in action? By doing. That's a good way. Dancing, I don't even know how to do that. You're going to have to teach me how to do that one of these days. That means you got to come back. Oh. Anybody want to take a whack at it? How? What? By showing it to others. All right, I'll just go to the next. Oh, what? By getting in his presence. There's one word that I'm looking for. Obedience, that's a good one. Worship, that's a good one. But there's one word that I'm looking for. No. What? Say that again. Bible, that's a good one. That's a good way to show his love by getting in his word. But there's still one word. And all of these things are in this one word. What are you about to say? All these things are in this one word. And don't be cheating back there by looking at my next slide. Anybody? Giving. Giving. All of those things are in that one word of giving. What do I mean? We love by giving. Let's look at 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. Right? So we just looked at how God loved us. Right? God loved us by giving. So in return, we God loved us by giving, so in return, we
give back.
We got it? God loved us by giving, so we love him in return by
giving.
Because if we do what the Father does, remember how I said in the beginning, God doesn't do anything. God doesn't expect us to do anything unless he has already done it. Right? So if God gave from his love, then we ought to give from our love. But what are we giving? That's the question. Let's think back about what Jesus gave. Jesus gave his life. He gave everything. He gave his time. Wait, no, he is still giving his time. He is still giving his love. He is still giving his devotion to us. So in return, we give everything. We give our time. We give our devotion. We love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our body. With everything that we have, we love God. Are y'all catching that? Because I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm ready to do a Holy Ghost dance. If Pastor was in here, I can hear him saying Shaniqua right now. I can hear him saying Shaniqua. Shaniqua! So God gave me a dream. And I don't know if any of you have looked at this picture at all, but this picture with the mountains has to do with the dream that I had. And this was a few years ago. Actually, I think I had this dream before we were married. No? We were married? Okay. I couldn't remember. So I had this dream. And in this dream, there set these mountains in front of me. And on the top of this mountain was the heart of God. And it was I was going to actually put a real heart in this picture, but it just looked really creepy, so I didn't do it. But in my dream, it was a real heart. It was beating. You can see it beating. Right? But I can see it. And so I didn't put the heart, a beating heart, on top of this mountain. I just did a heart in the middle of it that says love God. But anyways, so beating. Keep, oh no, that's keep bleeding, never mind. But anyways, but anyway, so in this dream, there's this mountain stead before me, and at the top of it was the heart of God. And I was going to climb this mountain to get to the heart of God. So we're going to climb this mountain. Who's ever been rock climbing? Has anybody? Actually, there's, I'll show that after this. But we're gonna pray for a young man that I visited today who fell off of from rock climbing 30 feet. And it's he's here in Billings at Ronald McDonald, but we're going to pray for him and pray for his complete healing. But anyways, so I'm going to this mountain, and I'm going to climb this mountain to get to the heart of God. But in this mountain are all these gears. How many of you know what a gear is? I don't have a picture of it. You know, the round thing that has the little, the teeth around it, and when they're together, they, you know. It's the pictures on your settings. Girl, you were just. Yeah, check her out. But anyways, so gears. And all these gears, there was tons of gears on this mountain. And to get to this place where the heart of God was, you had to get around all these gears. So it was like an obstacle course. And if you made a wrong step, it kind of kicked you back. This is off the mountain. If you made a wrong step, it kind of kicked you back, kind of pushed you down the mountain. Kind of, sort of, yeah. And so I had to, in this dream, figure out a way to get around these gears, to get around these obstacles so I can get to the heart of God. Because that was my goal, was to get to the heart of God. I woke up before I actually got to the heart of God because I think my alarm clock went off. Alarm clocks are sometimes from the devil, but I love them because they are. I think God almost got me. I was about to choke on that one. But anywho, am I still on? Yeah, I'm still hearing. I can still hear myself. But anyways, so I woke up because my alarm clock went off. But anyway, so like I said, I think of this dream a lot. And when I was preparing this message last month, this dream came back to me and God said, you need to share this dream because there's something big in this dream that I want you to see. Top of the mountain is the heart of God. And there's obstacles that we have to go through. These gears represent the struggles of life. These obstacles represent the enemy trying to push you back. These obstacles represent the war from our mind in our mind. All these obstacles, like obstacles of depression, obstacles of anxiety, obstacles of whatever it is that tries to keep us from climbing this mountain to the heart of God. The devil uses so many things to try to keep us from loving God, and tries to keep us, put us in doubt to think that God doesn't love us. And it comes with family issues. Comes with, ain't nobody in here, but so I ain't gonna say that. I was about to, if it was a bigger church, I would have been able to do that. But I was about to say baby mama issues, but it comes with, the devil does all these things that tries to keep you and keep your mind boxed up. So in your heart locked up in this wall up so you cannot fully experience the love of God. And if you don't experience the love of God, it's sometimes hard to give back. Sometimes it is hard to give back when you don't get it, when you don't experience it. I know for my own place. When I have a wall up, I'm just like, bleh. I don't feel God. I don't hear God. Does he love me? All these thoughts start coming in my mind. You know, and that's, the devil does that. He starts throwing all these thoughts in our mind to get us locked up, bondaged, shackled, whatever it is, to keep us from loving God with all that we have. And that's what these obstacles were. And so, but I do want to clarify this, because it seems like in this dream, and I even asked this, God, does that mean that I have to work to deserve your love? Is that what this is meaning? No. That is not what that means. This is truth. You don't have to work to earn God's love because he already freely gave it to you. Because we don't deserve his love, but yet he still gives it. And he still gives it. And he still gives it. And he keeps pouring it out. And he keeps loving on us. And he'll just keep on going and keep on going. And I can say this over and over again because it'll never stop. And there's nothing that will separate us from that love. Nothing will separate us from God completely loving us with everything that he has. And so, no, you do not have to work to earn the love of God. But for us to persevere in the faith and keep our love for God strong, for us, it takes work. What do you mean, God? What do you mean? It takes work. We're human, right? And at any time, remember I was talking about last week that sometimes our emotions get the best of us. And so one wrong thing happens, and I've seen this time and time again, we want to blame God. We want to say, God, it's your fault. Why did you let this happen to me? Why is this? And why is that? But we have to fight against every thought that comes in our mind that does not line up with God and who he actually is, so that we can keep that love, so we can keep that faith, so that all that doubt and disbelief doesn't creep into our heart and into our spirits. But what creeps in is the love of God, knowing that in the situation, he didn't cause a situation, but in the situation, he will turn it for the good of those who love him. He will turn it. Every situation, every obstacle that you face, everything. If there's something bad going on in your life, no, God didn't do that. But God is in it. And he is there surrounding you. And he is there protecting you. Even if you don't see it, let me tell you, my friends, he is there. He's got your back. He's got you. You know, I was talking to a friend because he was actually going through this, and this was actually just last night and this morning. He was going through this. I don't know what, and it's kind of funny because today is his birthday, and I totally forgot. But anyway, so he was going through this. I feel like I'm not doing anything in my life. I feel like I screw up. I feel this, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. And I told him, I was like, dude, stop. If you want a change in your life, I actually quoted Michael Jackson to him. He says, you got to look at yourself and make the change. Right? And I said, and here's the next thing. You have to take that step of faith. And in that step of faith, God is going to partner with you. Why? Because he loves you. And even Joshua, when they were going into the promised lands, God gave him all these lands in his love. Everything that God has ever done in the Bible was all in his love. I'm telling you, it is all in his love. He does not want a hair on your head to fall to the ground. I mean, if it's dead, then I mean, it happens. But he does not want a thing to happen to you. But yes, I understand that things do happen. But he loves you. But anyways, so Joshua getting ready to go into battle. And one of the things that God told Joshua, and I don't know why God has given me all this, but I know he'll connect it in a minute. But one of the things that he told Joshua in Joshua 1:9 is to be strong and courageous, for he was with him. He was with him. Here it is. So, in your battles, because let me tell you, we do go through battles, battles of your mind, battles of the flesh, battles of whatever, struggles in your family, struggles with, you know, whatever, struggles with your youth pastor. Because I will tell you, yes, I might offend you sometimes. Forgive me, I don't try to. But whatever struggles you are going through, God is there with you. God loves you through it all. And he will work everything, and I mean everything, for the good of those who love him. I'm good. I opened it up to Pastor TJ and Francis this week. I said, hey, if y'all want to share anything, add anything to it, go for it. But I guess they're saying that I'm good. No, she's good too. Okay. Yeah. I was just making sure because I don't want to leave anyone out. I'm not sure. Chris, JJ? Y'all good? All right, so let's pray. Wait. She does. She wants to tag on. Hold on. I'm going to turn it on.
Always do things right. And so we just want to publicly say that, you know, pray for us too. But bottom line is we love you.
We're good. All right, so I just want to, we got 10 minutes left, but I want us to pray. You know what? I want to give, Chris, if you want to come tickle the ivories and the ebonies. I want, because we got 10 minutes left, and I want to give y'all an opportunity. One of the things that God has been teaching me in this year, this since January 1st, is waiting on him. Just waiting on him. Sometimes when we go into prayer or we go into worship, we don't always feel him. But God has showed me that in the waiting, in the perseverance of the waiting, he sees you. He sees you. If you have never experienced the love of the Father, of Jesus, of Holy Spirit, if you have never sensed him in your life, I invite you to just wait on him. Just wait on him. Ask him, God, show me your love. I want to know your presence. I want to know you in a deeper way, more than I know you now. I invite you to do that. I encourage you to do that in this last 8 minutes that we have. If you want to come up to the altar, if you want to stay where you're at, if you want to go somewhere else in the room, do it. But love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, just as He has loved you. And He wants to show you so much His love. Wait upon the Lord. So, Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your devotion to us, God, and that You have given everything for us, and that You are still giving, that You're still pouring out love, that You're still pouring out blessings. Father, I just bless You and honor You for that. Father, and I pray that each person in here encounters Your love in a life-changing way. Father, even if they don't experience it tonight, God, I just ask that You show them every single day, God, Your love that never fails, that never gives up, that never runs out. And
Oh, hallelujah, God. We praise you and magnify you, Jesus. Father, as we go forth in this week, I just ask that you continue to reveal to us, God, your love, and in return, us giving our love back to you. Father, just ask for wisdom and knowledge on the depth of your love. Father, on how much you love us, how much you care for us. Oh God, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so wonderful, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And Father, I thank you that we will go out in joy and be led forth with peace. And Father, that your love would stir inside of our spirits, inside of our hearts. Father, may this word never leave. May this word never leave us, God. That Father, that we may meditate on it day and night, night and day. That it will burn in us like a fire, God, that cannot be quenched. Father, may you burn in us like a fire that can never be quenched, that can never be put out. Father, may our worship for you be pure and holy. Father, may we come with you with a grateful heart, Father, with thanksgiving in our heart, Jesus. Father, may we come with to you with our lives and lay it at your feet. May we give it all away just to have you more and just to know you more and just to be closer to you. Oh God, you're so good, and we thank you. We praise you, we exalt you. We magnify you, we lift high your name. For there is no one like you, not in the heavens nor beneath. You are worthy to be praised. And we love you, God. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things. And we all said, amen. You are dismissed.